Country 93.3, the station closest to the community, is proud to present TELUS Minor Hockey Week. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters. Live from Frank Lacroix Arena, here's Tyler King with today's featured game.
Game 5 of TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013 here on Country 93.3, and we head to the Novice Division tonight for Tier 1 action between the Centurion Cougars and the Midlight Tigers. Hagen, everybody. My name is Tyler King, joined by a couple of Fort McMurray Oil Barons we'll get to in just a moment. We have Mike Heptich down on the bench of the Centurion Cougars, but our own Jerry Neville standing by down on the bench of the Midlight Tigers, our morning man. And Jerry, another exciting game we're in store for here on Country 93.3.
You certainly are, Tyler, I'll tell you. And these Tigers over here, are you guys ready to play hockey?
Yeah!
Oh, I don't know. You probably don't even need a microphone to hear these guys. Their coach, Colin. Colin, you want to talk about these kids because they are outstanding.
Yeah, they are. These phenomenal players starting at the back of the bus. We have Gomer, Sam Huckster, our wall in goal. Watch for the flash of the glove. On D, we have 15, Dano, Dane Levesque. Watch for that exceptional angling and board battles from this kid. He may rip one bar down from the point as well. Number 13, Jonathan Power, solid offensive defenseman that I expect to see rush end-to-end a couple times tonight. Number 20, Eibolt, Sebastian Imbolt, is the tower of power from the point. Our tallest power player, he battles hard, protecting the house and in the corners. Number 16, Metzi, Kendra Metz, she has more determination than a hummingbird. She gives 110% all the time. I expect her to be a factor in tonight's game. Number 10, Hulk, Danielle Brouet, size doesn't matter. For this player, he's recently scored a goal the last 2 minutes of the game. This kid is a game changer. Now moving up to the forwards. I'll catch you in a bit here, Jerry. We'll do the forwards in a bit.
All right, there you go. So, Tyler, this coach is ready for the radio broadcast today.
Well, at least one of us is, Jerry Neville. I know you are down there, but me, zero preparation going into everything that I do at Country 93.3, but plenty of preparation between these two teams as we're just about set for Tier 1 novice action here at the Frank Lacroix Arena. And as we get set for the puck drop, I'll introduce my duo of color commentators tonight, once again joined by a couple of Fort McMurray Oil Barons, a couple of anchors on the mob back end, and a couple of fellow Calgarians. Taylor Graham, first of all. Taylor, great to have you up here. Thanks for stopping by.
No, not a problem.
And, of course, who could forget the unforgettable one himself, number 23 for the Mob, Sam House. How you doing, Sam?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. You guys, of course, coming up through the Calgary system. I know Minor Hockey Week, a big deal all across Alberta. Were you familiar with how exciting and how intense it can get up here in Fort McMurray, too?
Yeah, I'm sure it's exciting all around Alberta. It's a good hockey program all throughout young ages, so yeah, not surprised.
We'll hear from our mob defenseman in just a few seconds as we're underway here at the Frank Lacroix Arena, and it's the Midlight Tigers dumping a puck in deep to the right-wing corner of the Cougars' zone. A quick centering pass is poked out of the slot by Caden Morrison of the Cougars. Can't quite clear it out of the zone as it's kept in high slot by Dane Levesque of the Tigers. Had that one poked free as it'll be jammed out the center ice once again by Morrison of the Cougars. Going to roll all the way down into Tiger territory 30 seconds into our game. Tigers recollect, and this is Dane Levesque cutting in behind his own net. One of quite a few Vancouver Canucks fans we have on this team as the puck cleared to the left point of the Tiger zone, barely kept in by the Cougars, and it's fluttered in wide right of the net. Came down to that right wing corner. Cougars getting to it there. That was Tyce Moffitt trying to put one in front. It goes off a Tiger stick and steered all the way down into Cougar territory. We got a race for this one, but getting to it first for the Cougars and collecting it is Nathan Gagne as he'll cut his way around to the left side. Just a minute into our game. Steer one up the dasher and out to center ice where the Tigers settle it down at the red line. Let's hear from our man who's down on the Cougar bench, Mike Heptich. Looks like we're in for a pretty intense one. I had a few people tell me before this one, Mike, we got two of the best teams in this division out here, and you can tell the stakes are pretty high here tonight.
They are, Tyler, and you know, like what Bruce Ferguson would say if he was here and not having his memorial gondola where you're sitting today, he would say, you know, it's like pit bulls versus kittens. We have two teams full of pit bulls out here. It's going to be back and forth. Going to be one of the best games of the week.
Puck rolls in on Cougar goaltender Mark Pettle. He holds on for our first whistle-stopping play 90 seconds into our first period, and no score. Taylor Graham, let me start with you. When you were at this level of minor hockey, novice, were you as good as you are now, or when did those skills that made you a top-tier junior A defenseman start to come through? Does the development start even this early on in a minor hockey career?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. But, you know, as you start developing and getting a little bigger, a little stronger, and closer towards the midget level, that's when you start to really put some skill and...
I know, of course, you had plenty of time with those rep teams down in Calgary. Is there one particular year, one particular season, a particular tournament, anything like that stands out in your minor hockey career?
Probably my midget double A year was my breakout year, and that's when I just was performing my best, and that's what got me noticed at the junior level.
Yeah, so now we have a puck in behind the Cougar net. It got cut up in the netting and behind the cage, and we get another whistle stopping play. 17:35 to go in our first period here at the Frank LaCroix Arena on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. It's Tier 1 novice action between the Centurion Cougars and the Midlite Tigers as we inch ever closer to our gold medal game, which will come your way on Sunday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock as we'll bring in the gold medal game of the Bantam Division here at the Frank LaCroix Arena. Just under 3 minutes into our first period, but still no score just yet. Faceoff will come to the right of Cougar goaltender Mark Peddle. As comes out to the high slot of the Cougar zone, it's chipped on down to the right wing corner. Tigers battling for this one here. So we get about four players digging away at this puck. It's not quite the swarm of players you expect all around the puck at the initiation level. Sam, I'm sure you notice yourself, even this early, at this early of a stage, you've got to be able to sort of spread out the attack if you want to generate offense when obviously the puck isn't moving as quick as it is at some other levels.
Yeah, I've noticed that. They're actually pretty decent positional-wise. I'm surprised they're actually pretty good for their age.
Yeah, I feel the same way about you sometimes during Oil Barons games. Looks like Sam House, he's got some pretty decent positioning out there. Nice to see. Puck rolls out to center ice, chased down by the Cougars. You may have our first scoring chance of the game. Here they come over the line. Left wing is Nathan Gagne driving to the left wing. Half forwards had the puck poke free, and the Tigers take it back. Down on the Tiger bench, Jerry Neville is standing by. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tyler. I'm here with Jordan Knash, the Knacker. And Jordan, you're the only girl on this team, aren't you?
No, Kendra's a girl.
Oh, there. Okay, you know what? I haven't met her yet. What's it feel like to play with the boys here at Fort McMurray Minor Hockey?
It is fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, sometimes you guys do, like, guys versus girls.
Yeah.
And do you win most times?
Not really.
Oh, you were supposed to say yes. That was the right answer. But, Tyler, send it back up. You know what, Tyler? Even I was good playing hockey at this level.
I refuse to believe that, Jerry Neville. But hockey was a very different game back in the 1920s. This here's a long shot from the white wing circle by the Tigers, saved and held by goaltender Peddle for a whistle-stopping play. We're just under 5 minutes into the first period. No score here at the Frank LaCroix Arena between the Midlite Tigers and the Centurion Cougars on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. Faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Mark Peddle, one of the actually LA Kings fans, it looks like, here on this Cougars squad. So you get that puck down, battle for. Tigers win it back up to the right point area, and it's flicked down low, but taken by the Cougars' Mason Sample, clear to the blue line. Tigers keep it in and put it into the left wing corner. In the mustard green uniforms, here are the Tigers up against the Cougars in white, as they'll jam it free at the side of their own net, will the Cougars, and poke one up the right wing side. Get it out to center ice, and that one chased down by Dane Levesque of the Tigers. Carries in along the left wing side, had it poke free. That'll roll back out to the red line. And steered back to the Cougar bench area. Puck just loose outside that blue line. It flutters back to the red. And the Tigers will knife it back to center ice. And there, once again, was Aaron Wyatt able to steer one in deep. Came back to the blue line. The Tigers get it back, put it out to center ice. And the Cougars take that one away, but barely overskated at the red. That'll be carried the other way by the Tigers, but cleared back to the center ice circle. Plenty of back and forth neutral zone play. We'll see who gets sprung on a chance. Looks like it's going to be the Cougars. That's Devin McGrath, looks like, carrying in right side, or rather was Moffitt. He'll drop one back to the high slot. Sample just had it poke free, but expertly kept in at the blue line. No, that's going to be called offside. Almost kept in by... Let's see if I can read that number there. The jerseys are always tucked in. It makes it a heck of a lot tougher to see. It looks like a big C right now is the number there on the back of the Cougar jersey. Back on the visiting bench where the Midlite Tigers are getting together, Jerry Neville standing by, who has much better eyesight than I do, apparently.
Well, Tyler, I was going to say that for two reasons. One, because I thought I saw the number, but then I didn't want to say. But you said the kids were wearing mustard green uniforms. I'm here with Coach Colin.
Yellow. I misspeak all the time, Jerry Neville.
Okay,
come on.
Because I'm here with the coach, and the coach tells
me, I heard mustard
Colin,
green.
These are actually yellow, right?
Yeah, yellow. I'm almost Boston Bruinish, I think, almost. You're six.
Don't be talking so loose. Tyler.
Pleased to hear from Jerry Neville for the final time on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013, as he'll be permanently shutting off his microphone. And Jerry, when I complete the compilation of all the times you've misspoken on the air, we'll be able to fill about an hour and a half of time here on Country 93.3.
Oh, only an hour and a half?
Well, maybe more. It depends on how much allowance we get from the CRTC. Anyway, puck's loose at neutral ice here, and at the red line, the Cougars going to chase this one down. This is Nathan Arthur carrying in along the left side, barely overskated that puck, though, and it comes back out to the red line, picked up by the Tigers as they'll counterattack. sliding to the ice but still getting the dump in through was Daniel Brew of the Tigers as it rolls to the end boards of the Cougar zone and settle down there. We're just over 7 minutes into the first period of a scoreless game at the Frank LaCroix. The Centurion Cougars and the Midlight Tigers in Tier 1 at Novice action. Tigers trying to put some pressure on here. This is Jordan Kanash from the high slot. A backhand shot goes off a stick and just wide of the Cougar cage. 12:34 to go in our first. No score. We'll step away for a quick moment. Come back with more exciting Tier 1 Novice action on Country 93.3.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this minor hockey week. Be sure to check out Home Hardware's new, bigger store with even bigger selection. Home Hardware on Franklin Avenue. Homeowners helping homeowners. A proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Live from Frank LaCroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Just over 8 minutes into our first period here at the Frank LaCroix. It's Tier 1 Novice action in a scoreless game between the Centurion Cougars and the Midlight Tigers. Tyler King up here in the Bruce Ferguson Memorial Gondola, but down on the Centurion Cougars bench where they wear white jerseys. And I know I got that color right. Mike Heptich is standing by.
Thank you very much, Tyler. I'm here with one of the forwards, Mason Sample. Mason, I got to ask you, what is your favorite thing about hockey?
To be center.
To be center? That's got to be your favorite position. Why would you say center is your favorite?
Because you get to go anywhere you want.
Oh, an easy trip there. It's like a get-out-of-jail card free. Now, Mason, how many goals have you scored this season?
One.
Are you going to get another one tonight?
Yeah.
All right, you got big words from Mason Sample there. Tyler, back to you.
Lots of confidence, but here are the Tigers with a chance in front, and it just barely swatted wide left of the net. Looked like Jonathan Power on that opportunity for the Tigers in front of the net, number 13, I think. For the Tigers. No, actually, sorry, it was number 19. It looks like Jaden Schott who got that one away as the puck rolls back out to the high slot. Kept in by the Tigers once more. Here and there, mustard yellow uniforms. I accidentally said green because I left the mustard in my refrigerator in there for far too long, and that is the color that it resembles at my household. Anyway, puck loose in front of the Cougar net. Thank you very much, Mike Heptich, as the Cougars get possession and steering up the left wing side. Barely kept in at the right point by the Tigers. Think that was Andrew Hartigan, number 8. They are keeping that one in. So puck rolls to the right half boards of the Cougar zone. Steered free out to the right circle. Battling for this one is Ryan Rice, number 14, and just had it poked free, and it rolls back out to the red line. Now, we've said the Rice name many times. More on that in a second. But here are the Cougars with an opportunity as it's a breakaway chance for their player coming in with a shot. Great save by the Tiger goaltender Sam Huckster, it looked like there. Absolutely stoning Nathan Arthur, who showed some great breakaway speed and very nearly made this 1-1-0. Guys, the both of you know, a big save like that on a breakaway, that can be a game changer at any level of hockey.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Puck rolls back out to the red line. Tigers trying to counterattack after giving up the first big scoring chance of this game, but it's carried in offside for a whistle-stopping play. Allow me to mention, as I forgot to mention a couple of days ago. Now, Ryan Rice has a couple of brothers who also play in the Fort McMurray minor hockey system, and all of them have played on TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3 this year. One of his brothers, Nick, played in our game just a couple of days ago, and then his other brother, sorry, it was actually his first brother, Billy, who played in the Pee Wee game we had a couple of days ago, and then our first game, his brother Nick played on the Midget Grizzlies, so this is the third member of the Rice family that his parents Peggy and Dave have been able to hear here on Country 93.3. First time, I'm pretty sure, in the history of our Minor Hockey Week broadcast, we've had three members of the same family playing in three separate games here on Country 93.3, but certainly great for them, and certainly his brother Billy had himself a great game for the Pee Wee Sharks just a couple of nights ago. We'll see if the youngest of the three brothers, Ryan, can do the same for the Tigers here tonight. So the puck rolls its way out to the right point. That's Daniel Brew chasing this one down for the Tigers. At the right point, got tripped up, and the Cougars able to steer one up the left wing side, chased down by Cody Porter. He'll cut one out to center ice, and had it poked out of his reach. It's battled for just in front of the bench area, and the Tigers take one free. They get it jammed away at the red line. It rolls back into Tiger territory, and that's chased down by Jonathan Power. Curl his way in front of his own net, and now up the right wing side, looked one to center ice, expertly collected by Drew Cook. And he'll put one into Cougar territory. It's taken away by a member of the Cougars. Turned and lifted all the way down the ice. Should be enough on that one for icing. And there is, with 8:15 to go in our first period. No score at the Frank LaCroix. We're back after this on Country 93.3.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Country 93.3 traffic and weather. Highway 63 south of town is closed. Traffic, anybody needing to get south of Fort McMurray is advised to take Highway 881, but travel not recommended by the RCMP this evening. Any updates at 780-743-2249. Down to minus 14 tonight, minus 22 for Friday's high, then sunny Saturday and minus 23. With the wind chill, it's minus 25 now.
Share today's game with everyone you know. Download a copy of today's game at country933.com. Tell us Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3, brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena as we have 7:17 to go in the first period of Tier 1 Novice action on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. It's scoreless between the Centurion Cougars and the Midlight Tigers in what's been a fierce back-and-forth battle with plenty of neutral zone back-and-forth. That much is for sure. Here's Dane Levesque for the Tigers in behind his own net. Starting his way up the left wing side. He'll cut to the half-board area, poke one pass to forechecking Cougar. As it rolls to the blue line, Cougars keep it in, but then it's knifed back out to the blue line by the Tigers. Not quite out. Came back to Levesque. He'll poke one up the left wing side, and Hanhart just barely unable to get that one out. Can't come to neutralize. Cougars send it back in, and the Tigers will quickly clear. You guys, as two very reliable defensemen for the Barons, know that sometimes you just got to take a simple play, get it over the blue line, and force that other team to retreat, and you can buy your team some much-needed time.
Yeah, clearing the puck out of the zone when your team's trying to string something together on offense and shutting them down there, it's always a good play.
Taylor, I got to wonder because plenty of players, well, actually, here on 1 second here, is the Cougars get a chance in front of the net, but barely unable to get a shot away there, was their forward in Tyce Moffitt, who just had it poke-checked out of his reach. Taylor, how early in your minor hockey career did you decide that it was defense was the position you were best suited for?
I'd probably say around this level. Yeah. I started playing defense at novice one level, and then it wasn't until last year before I got traded to St. Albert, I was playing forward for the Calgary Canucks.
Okay.
And then they traded me shortly after that.
Ah, fair enough. And then on from there to new beginnings with first the Whitecourt Wolverines this year, and then off to Fort McMurray, where Taylor Graham's quickly become one of the standout defensemen for this Mob squad. And also, of course, always standing out is Sam House. And Sam, I'll put the same question to you. How early did you decide it was the back end? Well, actually, hold on that question for a second. The Tigers force a turnover in front, get a breakaway shot, and a great save made by the goaltender for the Cougars in Mark Peddle. But Sam, in your minor hockey career, when did you make that decision it was back on D that you were best suited?
Yeah, probably the same age. My dad was a defenseman originally, so I think that kind of influenced me to be a defenseman. So yeah, at a young age, about probably around novice, I started playing D and just stuck with it. Been a D ever since.
There is Brett Boucher for the Tigers from the left side of the Cougar net, barely firing one wide to the outside post, and the puck sent all the way down the ice by the Cougars. Let's head down to that Cougar bench. It's been a back-and-forth affair so far, Mike Heptich, but both teams, I think, are playing pretty well.
Oh, they're playing phenomenally out there, Tyler. I'm down here with Cody. Cody, how long have you been playing hockey for?
5 years.
5 years. That's quite the length
of time.
The time. That's the word I was looking for. I couldn't think of it for a second there. Now, what is your favorite position to play out there, Cody?
Left wing.
Why left wing?
Well, because I shoot left and I go after the puck left.
Makes good sense out there. Now, do you have anyone back home or up in the stands you'd like to say hi to?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, it's my mom, my dad.
And what do you want to say to your dad?
I'm going to say hi. I'm trying my best to get in goal.
Right on. I'm sure he's very proud of you there, Cody. Thank you very much. Back to you, Tyler.
Thanks very much, Mike Heptich. Let's send it a few feet down the ice and join the Tiger bench where we have Jerry Neville standing by.
All right. There you go. They're making a line change. My guy that I was going to interview is going out on the... Oh, no, he's not. Andrew, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right, Andrew. What position do you play out here?
Left wing.
Oh, no, you guys just scored. Look at that.
I think that was Caden Sheppard. Jerry, you got a shot away from just inside the slot area of the Cougar zone, and it was a nice little stick save by Peddle, but it bounces over top of him and into the back of the net, and the Tigers take themselves a 1-0 lead. Guys, it was a pretty good first effort by the goaltender, but sometimes they just don't deflect the way you want them to. I guess you probably turn your mic on before I ask you to talk, Sam. Sorry.
Yeah, fortunate bounce, but that's what happens when you put pucks on net.
Now let's head down to the Tiger bench. Jerry Neville, I'm sure the mood there has been uplifted quite a bit after that shot.
I would say, what do you guys think of that goal?
Awesome!
All right, Caden, your team's all pumped up here for you. How did it feel to score that first one, buddy?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah? Now, is it your first goal of the year? And how many have you got?
Four.
Oh, this is your fourth goal?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a sniper.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite team?
Calgary.
Calgary, and your favorite player is going to be who?
Aginla.
Is it Aginla? So you want to be like him someday?
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to you, Tyler. That's the news down here so far on the bench for the Tigers.
And there's a great chance just as they finish up there by Devin McGrath of the Cougars. He fires a wrister from the left circle just wide right of the Tiger net as action is starting to pick up there. And Taylor Graham of the Fort McMurray Wellburns, I saw some nodding from you there at a Flames fan being down here on the ice at the Frank Lacroix. I'm assuming you agree with his taste in NHL teams.
We approve of his favorite team and player.
Yeah, wow. Both Flames fan. Huge Iggy fan as well.
Interesting, interesting. Well, too bad they can't seem to do anything in the playoffs. Yeah. Anyway, here's a puck loose inside the Cougar zone. Scooped up by the Tigers. They'll try and put one in front from the left wing circle. But that goes off a stick into the slot area, and the Cougars jam it ahead. Well, at least we're not Oilers fans, right? It could be worse.
Yeah, true. It could be a lot worse.
Exactly. Comes out to center ice. Knife back indeed. We've got a couple of Montreal Canadiens fans down on the benches, unfortunately. Mike Heptich and Jerry Neville. But, well, that's their own secret shame. I won't say too much about that. As here, the Tigers take possession at their own blue line. Weave their way to center ice, and it's dumped in along the left wing by Colin Hanhart, another Calgary Flames fan, in fact, who says his favorite player is Mike Camilleri. Definitely not too bad a taste there for some of these Tiger players, as now they'll take possession along the left wing half board. Tripped up there, and we get a whistle stopping play. It looks like that's going to draw a tripping call against the Cougars, and the Tigers, with some good pressure there from Colin Hanhart, are going to get the first man advantage of this game. And guys, sometimes it comes down to the simplest thing. You keep your feet moving, and whatever ends up happening, the call's probably going to go your way.
Oh, yeah. Good time to draw a penalty late in the period, possibly score a goal, and go into the next period 2-0.
1:15 to go in the first. Down on the Tiger bench, Jerry Neville. It's a big opportunity for them.
It certainly is. Coach Colin, at this level, what are you teaching these kids when they're on the power play?
Basically, crash the net. Get the point, get the shot, puck back to the point man. Get a shot on net, and it's all about the grease. Cleaning up the grease in front.
All right, there you go. Is that what, boys, is that what the coach is telling you on the Oil Barons, too, for your power play?
Maybe a little more complicated than that with you
we're
guys.
We're just trying to get the puck in the zone first, and then we'll go from there.
You got, hey, second best in the AJHL at home on the power play. On the road, forget about it. Anyway, 40 seconds to go in our period, and the Cougars force a short-handed turnover. Here they come into the slot. Rishot gloved away by Tiger goaltender Sam Huckster over the top of the net and to the end boards with our save of the game so far, denying the Cougars on that short-handed opportunity, and the puck comes back out to the red line. Guys, that was some pretty quick reaction there by the Tiger goaltender.
Oh, yeah, he came up big for his team with a shorthanded chance there.
Another opportunity now for the Cougars as they are shorthanded. This is Moffitt carrying into the left circle and is barely stripped of the puck as he carried into the slot area. The Tigers will chip it up the near boards. Mike Heptich is returning to his role as our penalty box correspondent. How you doing down there, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm down here with Devin. Now, Devin, what happened that you ended up in the penalty box?
My stick got caught in the skate and instead of stripping.
Ah, a case of mistaken identity from the refs, eh?
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been playing hockey there, Devin?
5 years.
5 years, that's quite the dedication. Now, what is your favorite position out there?
Center.
Center, because you can go anywhere you want?
Yeah.
Now, who's up in the stands listening with you today?
Mom, dad, and sister.
Anything you want to say to them?
Hi.
Right on. There you go, Tyler. Man, with many words. Back to you.
Thanks very much, Mike Heptich. It's all about quality, not the quantity of the words, and that's what you get here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. We're through one period of play. 1-0, the Midlite Tigers lead the Centurion Cougars, and we're back with second period action after this.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this minor hockey week. Be sure to check out Home Hardware's new, bigger store with even bigger selection. Home Hardware on Franklin Avenue. Homeowners helping homeowners. A proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena, this is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Well, that's another barn burner at the Frank Lacroix. 1-0, the Midlite Tigers lead the Centurion Cougars in Tier 1 novice action. Down on the Tiger bench, we find our morning man, Jerry Neville.
Well, thank you very much. I've got the Huckster here, and I'll tell you, Huckster, what a save. The boys in the booth were going on about it. What was going through your head when you guys were on the power play and that shorthanded breakaway came your way?
I just came out and challenged him, and I saved it, and that's what I tried to do.
Came out to cut the angle down?
Yeah.
All right, now what's going to be your plan heading here into the second period?
Win and have fun and work hard and stuff.
All right, well, get out there with your team, buddy. There you go. That's the word from the goaltender. He had all kinds of confidence on that breakaway, Tyler.
Well, no question about that, Jerry Neville. And as a couple of D-men we have up here from the Oil Barons, you guys know a confident goaltender can make all the difference to a team because that seems to radiate through the rest of the team as well.
Yeah, it's a big momentum boost when the goalie bails you out and you can have opportunity to go and score on the other goalie after that.
Not that you guys force the goalie to bail you out all that much, right?
It happens.
No. Really? Have I just not noticed? I've been at all the games.
Ethan and Tanner save my butt a few times.
Yeah, me too.
You are allowed to say butt on the radio. That's about as far as probably we can take it on CJOK. But, well, I just said it there. Anyway, Cougars win the draw at center ice for 10 seconds into the second period. 1-0 Tigers, and now they get another opportunity. Here's Brett Boucher cutting his way to the left circle, shoots and scores! Beautiful job by number 7 of the Midlight Tigers as he tucks one 5-hole and doubles this Tiger lead with just a few seconds gone in the second period.
Nice play by him driving wide there and cutting to the middle to get a good shot off.
Yeah, gets around the defenseman and well-placed shot. Nice goal.
They convert on the power play there to the Tigers as we're just under a minute into our second period. Of course, Jerry Neville's down there on the Tiger bench waiting to collect number 7 to talk about that latest one. I'm sure Andrea and Kevin, his parents, plenty happy with that fantastic play. And Jerry, let's send it down to you right now.
Hey, Brett, how you feeling after that one, buddy?
Good.
Yeah? Now, maybe set that goal up for me. What was going on the ice when you scored?
I don't know.
Just reach for the puck and shoot her in the net. That's pretty much it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Now, what's your favorite part of playing hockey here at Fort McMurray?
Just having fun? Yeah, just having fun and scoring goals, top cheese.
Oh, yeah? All right, there you go, Tyler.
He's already got the vocabulary going, eh, guys?
Yeah.
He had a nice little save there while that interview was going on from goaltender Mark Pedo. It was a backhand shot right in front of him. He got the left pad out to make the stop, and now the puck cleared all the way down to the Grizzly blue line, but back to scoop that up is Jonathan Power. He'll curl his way to the near boards, put one out to center ice. Couple of players collide, but the Tigers take it free. Here they come. Ryan Rice carries in right wing to the circle, turns and shoots one, and that's sticked away by goaltender Pedal. In behind the net, it's battled for. We're 2 minutes into the second period. 2-0, the Tigers lead the Cougars, but, I mean, we saw just last night a 3-0 lead evaporate. We've seen bigger leads than this turn right around, and this one very much not over. We get a scramble at the side of the Cougar net, and it's covered up by goaltender Mark Pedal for a whistle-stopping play with 17:57 to go in our second period, and a 2-0 Midlight Tigers score. But, now, guys, they do call it the worst lead in hockey, even though that doesn't actually make any sense. But the simple fact is, at this level, especially of minor hockey, no game's over until that final buzzer goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. But 2-0 lead's better than nothing, so I like my chances with that better than a 0-0 game.
No question about that. What's the biggest comeback you can remember having in your minor hockey career?
I don't think I've gone anything more than 5 goals. I think we managed to put 5 goals and come back and win it.
That's pretty good. I think five goals is still a pretty good comeback.
Actually, in Calgary, when I was playing for the Canucks in Olds, we went down 6-0 in the first period and came back to win it 8-7.
But that's Olds. Is that really?
Yeah, anything can happen there.
Exactly. As the puck comes down to center ice and the Cougars poke one free off to the far neutral zone boards, Tigers scoop it back up, and there's a spinning backhand pass ahead by Drew Cook of the Tigers. That'll roll back to the Cougar blue line, cleared back to center ice, bounces off the stick, back into the Cougar zone. The Cougars do a good job to clear that one quickly. Daniel Brew will go back to get this one for the boys in yellow, the Tigers, who have a 2-0 lead. Dump one into the left wing corner, sweeping that one cross corner. Smart little play to get that one to open ice and head off to the bench for a line change. It's always the key, no matter what level. Those quick, short shifts, guys, can mean you've always got fresh legs out on the ice.
Yeah, always nice to have energy on the ice, for sure.
Got a whistle down and an offside call there, looks like, with 16:26 to go in our second period. 2-0, the Midlake Tigers continuing to lead the Centurion Cougars here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013 on Country 93.3 in our Tier 1 novice action. It's Tyler King up here in the Bruce Ferguson Memorial Media Gondola with Fort McMurray Oil Barons defenseman Sam House and Taylor Graham, Jerry Neville down on the Tiger bench, and Mike Heftage down on the Cougar bench. Hawks going to come back out to center ice, it looks like, for a face-off. No, we got a penalty coming up, actually, was what that whistle came from, against the Tigers. So now a big opportunity for the Cougars. Mike Heptich standing by on their bench. You know, I'm sure the mood was dampened a little bit after giving up two goals, but now an opportunity with them a man up. That's got to be looking good for them. I should probably turn your microphone on there, Mike. Sorry, my bad.
That was my fault, Tyler. My mic was turned off on this side.
Oh, okay.
I'll take the blame that side.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, the mood on this bench is intense, Tyler. You know, they were down 2-0. They've now got a chance to come back with a power play. Unfortunately, the Tigers went up too many men on the ice there. So Jerry Neville is on his way over to the penalty box. He'll give you a full in-depth in just a minute.
Well, it looks like that he may be needing to speak to our coaching staff out there if there was a too many men call. Of course, we'd never dare blame the coaching staff of the Oil Barons after a too many men call because, well, everybody probably knows. Anyway, puck rolls into the Cougars zone, rolls all the way down to the right-wing corner as the Tigers continue to put pressure on. Despite being shorthanded here, they have themselves a 2-0 lead. It's 5 minutes into the second period, 2-0 to score in favor of the Midlite Tigers. Rolls back up to the right-wing half-forwards and tucked to the side of the Cougar net and picked up there by the boys in white. The Cougars, Mason Sample behind the net, had it taken away. This is Brett Boucher. He has a goal, trying to jam one in from the side of the net. That goes off as a diving block made there by a Cougar defender. I think that was Andrew Omont as it comes out to center ice, and the Cougars will carry the other way out to center. Curling at the red line is Tyce Moffitt. He'll carry in left side, barely onside there, and kick it to his stick at the left wing half forwards. 14:30 to go in the second. The Cougars down, but in. Jerry Neville's down in the penalty box where I believe the player he's going to speak to. I don't think it was his fault. I think it's a too many men call against the Tigers. But down there, Jerry, it's real crunch time for the Tigers, no question.
It certainly is. What's your name?
Jaden.
All right, Jaden, why are you in the sin bin, buddy?
I don't know.
You got too many men on the ice. You had too many players out there, and the coach just told you to come sit, did he?
Mm.
Is that what happened? The coach just told you to come over here?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, he's confused in the penalty box down here, Tyler. I'll try to explain it to him.
Well, not that you would ever know anything about being confused in the penalty box, Jerry Neville, because at the Kasman Center, you're always on top of absolutely everything that happened. But you head down there to get the real story, and we always appreciate that. With 13:40 to go in our second period, 2-0 Tigers remains your score in our penultimate broadcast of TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. Puck rolls in behind the Cougar net with just under 7 minutes gone in our second, but the Tigers keep putting the pressure on. We're back to even strength. A great PK by them as they hold on to this 2-0 lead. Rolls free to the slot of the Cougar zone. Battled for, and that's swept out of harm's way by a Cougar defender in Nathan Arthur. He'll get it back in behind his own net. There's Alex Kenny chasing that one down. Had it taken away, and there's a shot that's fluttered just wide right of the net by a Tiger, and now they'll pick it up at the right wing half forwards. There's a slap shot blocked in front of the net and carried up the middle by the Cougars' Riley Pollard. He'll get it out to center ice, try to chase it down in the red and poke it in deep at Tiger territory. See if the Cougars can get their first goal of the game. They trail by only two, and we're not yet halfway through this game. 12:50 to go in the second period here. Tigers take it back in their own end, though, and here they come. No, stripped to the puck at the right point, and the Cougars' Devin McGrath almost able to keep that one in, but it's going to roll all the way back out to neutral ice and back at his own loop. Cougars recollect and steer it to the red line. There it's picked up by the Tigers' Kendra Metz this time. Bumped off the biscuit, and here's Devin McGrath speeding in past the defensive breakaway, shoots, great save by the Tiger goaltender Sam Huckster, and he holds on for a whistle-stopping play. 12:20 to go in the second period, 2-0 Tigers, and number one for that Midlite Tigers squad. Guys, he's been making some pretty highlight reel saves so far tonight.
Yeah, it was a great save. McGrath from the Cougars had a nice rush, but even nicer save from the goalie.
8 minutes gone in our second period, 2-0 the score, and I should mention, people who listened last night, of course, heard our two Oil Barons, and Adam Wilcox and John Teats, were just merciless making fun of each other. There's a pass in front of the Tiger net, and a one-time shot by the Cougars. Devin McGrath finds the back of the net, and the Cougars are on the board with 11:47 to go in the second period. 2-1. Now the score in favor of the Tigers. To finish that thought quickly there, guys, we got to make clear that you guys, such good friends, and we're not going to have that chirping back and forth that we had last night between Teats and Wilcox, or is there still a chance?
Well,
We actually live together, so we don't want anything to go back home.
Yeah, and, it could start up quite the fire.
Stir something up back home.
Excellent point. Plus, you got to have a lot of focus on tomorrow night's game against the Okotoks Oilers. But down on the Cougar bench, Mike Epich, they're on the board. They're trailing by just one. I'm assuming the mood has got to be getting a lot better down on that bench right now.
The mood is brightening down here on the bench, Tyler. I'm with one of the defensemen. Now, what's your name, bud?
Andrew Almont.
Andrew Almont. Now, how does it feel to you guys, for your whole team here, to get a goal and be within 1 point?
Oh, we feel really happy.
It's always nice to be coming in that close. And who got the goal? Did you know?
I think it was Devin.
Devin, what a powerhouse out there. Now, who's here listening for you, or who's watching in the stands, from your parents, your friends?
My parents.
Your parents, no girlfriends?
No.
No, not yet, eh?
No.
Is there anything you want to say to your parents out there?
No, I'm good.
Right on. Not a man of many words for his parents. Back to you, Tyler.
Thank you very much, Mike Epich. As the puck rolls into the Cougars' zone, they got a little bit more of a spring to their step as we approach the halfway mark of this game. They'll take that puck out to center ice and carry in along the left wing. This is the Cougars' Alex Kenny to the left circle, and it's barely poked out of his reach down to the left wing corner. Cougars are a goal away from tying this one up. They trail 2-0 early, but they're starting to mount the comeback at the left point. Here's Riley Pollard for the Cougars. Steering one down low, Devin McGrath, the goal scorer, in pursuit down to the left wing corner. Battles with a couple of Tigers as it rolls off a stick. Comes in front. There's a shot. Scores! Riley Pollard in front of the Tiger net. Able to poke that one in exactly halfway through our game. We're right back to square one, and the score is 2-2.
Yeah, nice bounce there out front, and good finish.
I tell you, we've been saying it ever since the start of this one. Games can turn around anytime. We're now halfway through. We've settled absolutely nothing, but maybe a little bit of advantage to the Cougars now. Two straight goals. Looks like they've got a bit of momentum heading to the second half, Taylor.
Yeah, they do, and, you know, they've been in the right place at the right time, and that's going to start paying off for them like it did just now.
Hey, Sal will come back out to center ice as we'll head down to the Cougar bench. Mike Epich has just been getting better and better for them down there.
The second period is the period for the Cougars, Tyler. I'm down here with Riley. Is it Riley? You scored the goal. How did it break down? Can you tell us what happened there?
Well, it was wide open net, so I shot it.
Right on. Just taking the easy shots, eh?
Yeah.
Now, who is your favorite NHL hockey player?
Evgeny Malkin.
Malkin, what a great player on the Penguins there. Now, why Malkin?
Because he's just like me.
Just like you, a digger out there shooting the open nets, eh? Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Riley. Back to you, Tyler.
Just like Evgeny Malkin, they both speak fluent Russian. I'm absolutely sure. You should have confirmed that, Mike Epich. I'm just going to assume it. As the Tigers take possession.
A small child know how to speak.
Exactly. As the puck come back out to the high slot and puck down into the right corner of Tiger zone. Anyway, back to my regular accent, as it's a battle for here in Tiger territory, and squirts out to neutralize. Tiger Cougars trying to dump that one right back in. Tigers settle it down at the blue line. Rolls out to center ice. Can you tell yet? I spent 2 weeks in Russia. I picked up the whole language last year. Back at the Tiger blue line. It's the boys in blue sending it the other way. And here comes Brett Boucher. He's got a goal. Weaves his way around a couple of defenders and barely had it poked out of his reach by one of the Cougars. But the Tigers still fighting for this one down at the right wing faceoff circle. It's four Cougars and one Tiger, but the Tigers will get it to the right point for Kendra Metz. Swings it to the high slot. A chance for Levesque. He shoots, and that's blocked in front of the net by Mason Sample, it looked like, of the Cougars, and steered out to center ice. Cougars are going to chase this one down at the red. It just floats out of the reach of Cody Porter back into Tiger territory, and it's put up the left wing side. Tigers can't quite get it out. Cougars continue to put the pressure on as a centering pass goes off a stick in the Tiger zone all the way out to the left point. That's kept in by the Cougars, put back into the slot, settled down by Dane Levesque, and here they come the other way to the blue line where the Cougars take it free. And Levesque got back to poke it out to center ice. But the Cougars will slap it right back in. They're offside, though. They'd have to retreat. Guys, I got to say, on that last play, a nice little pass from the right point down in the middle of the blue line. I mean, that's the kind of play I've seen you guys set up quite a bit. I will say, Sam and Taylor, you've scored a few goals from up there that maybe had a little bit more velocity on the shot, but a pretty similar setup, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a great play to move the puck to open ice to give the D partner a better opportunity to score a goal.
Yeah, Kendra Metz there had some good vision to move it across to her partner, Dane, on the left point.
Yeah, absolutely great opportunity for the Tigers, almost able to reclaim a one-goal lead. Down on the Tiger bench, Jerry Neville, they've been putting the pressure on, but it's still a tie game. What's it seem like down there?
Well, you know what? That's what I was going to ask Colin Hartigan, the coach here. Colin, what are you going to say to these kids who are up 2-0 heading into this period, now tie game. How do you keep them motivated?
Work hard. That's the number one key. Work hard no matter what. If you work hard, you'll have success. So that's the number one thing we're going to talk about in the intermission.
All right, there you go, Tyler. So that's what they're going to do, is working on, working hard, and working as a team.
All right, Jerry Neville, well, working hard and working as a team is a theme of course, the Country 93.3 Morning Show. Not so much the afternoon news guy, but definitely the Country 93.3 Morning Show epitomizes those very elements that Colin Hartigan, the coach of the Tigers, is talking about there. But here come the Cougars, putting a little more pressure on. This is Caden Morrison in the left wing circle. Had it poked free by Jonathan Power, but the Cougars get it back. Feed one off a stick into the slot, and it's chased down by Jonathan Power again. He'll start up the left wing side for the Tigers. Weave his way to the red line. Got it poked free. Cougars the other way. Caden Morrison carries in to the ringette line, and he's double-teamed and had the puck poked out of his reach. Down to the left wing corner. The Tigers will get it back and slap one out to center ice. Settled down by the Cougars in Nathan Gagne. He'll put it off a stick into the Tiger zone. It's Nathan Arthur. Had it knocked out of his reach by the Tigers' Jonathan Power. But it came to the right point where the Cougars keep it in. Put it down into the slot, and the Tigers take it back for the clearance. Oh, barely kept in by a nice little sliding poke check by a Cougar forechecker. With 5:20 to go in the second period, still 2-2 a tie between the Centurion Cougars and the Midline Tigers in Tier 1 novice action on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. Here come the Tigers now. Partial 2-on-1 as it's kicked over the line by Ryan Rice. He'll chase it down the left wing corner with 5 minutes to go in the middle frame. Rice leaves it the left half boards for Jordan Kanash. And she'll battle for it all the way up to the ringette line, get tripped up and fall, and the Cougars take it back. Here they come the other way. It's Caden Morrison to center ice where he slips, and the Tigers counterattack again. This one carried in, curling his way to the high slot, turning and shooting off the post that time from Jonathan Power of the Tigers. Have a nice little individual rush, but we remain deadlocked at 2 goals apiece. 4:37 to go. Tigers get another chance left circle, and a shot from Jordan Kanash is blocked, but she'll recollect it in the left wing corner, trying to put one in front, and the Cougars take it away and start up ice with 4:26 to go in the second and a 2-2 tie. They'll bank it off the right boards to the opposing blue, settled down and carried in by Caden Morrison. He slips, but still manages to put it in behind the Tiger net. Got net by the Tigers. They had an early 2-0 lead in this one. But we're right back to square one as they'll put it out to center ice. Goes off his stick down to the Cougar blue line. There to get it is Alex Kenny. He'll put it out to center. Has to recollect at his own blue, and a spinning backhand pass goes back out to the neutral zone. Tigers will carry back in, though. This is Daniel Brew down to the right half boards. Headed poke free, but he's backed up by Colin Hanhart, who pokes it in behind the Cougar net. Chased down there by Caden Morrison. He'll start up the right wing side for the Cougars and saucer one to center just out of the reach of a teammate in behind the defense as it's going to roll all the way down into Tiger territory. No icing, though, and this will have to be chased down by Jonathan Power of the Tigers. He'll curl his way to the right wing side. Feather one out to the blue line. It goes out of a stick up in the air. Bounces to the neutral zone. Tigers trying to carry one ahead up the right wing is Colin Hanhart. He'll backhand it into the slot, and it bounces off of a Cougar stick down to the left wing corner. This is Alex Kenny for the Cougars. Cutting his way to the right wing with 3:20 to go in the second. A 2-2 tie and weaving his way through center ice. Cougars a big opportunity here. This one fed ahead by Caden Morrison to the right wing corner. He'll chase it down himself. In there with a teammate Nathan Arthur. And Arthur's got it in the right wing corner. Had it poked out of his reach as he was quadruple teamed down there, but still did a good job to keep it in, and now takes possession back at the end boards. This is Arthur swinging it around the dasher all the way up to the left point. That's kept in by Brandon Hines. No, bounces off his stick and out to the red. He'll turn and try to dump it back in. Tigers jam it free. Here comes Brett Boucher carrying in right side, but he's double teamed and had the puck taken out of his reach and swept all the way down for a breakaway for the Cougars. Here comes Devin McGrath. He's offside, though, as that whistle cuts the air and the audible groan goes up through the Frank Lacroix Arena crowd. Guys, you're closer to the blue line than I. I think that's a good call by our linesman here tonight.
Yeah, I think that was a fair call for sure. Could have been a big goal, though.
If you guys had seen some of the games we've had up here, you would wonder why some of these local Fort McMurray minor hockey officials don't do games at the Kasman Center, because not only have they made very good, even calls, they also get the correct goal scorer every time a goal is scored as well. They don't mix up number 12 and number 22, not that I'm trying to call out any particular KHL officials or anything like that. Puck rolls into Tiger territory and quickly cleared up the near boards by the boys in yellow, who had a 2-0 lead early in this one. Now we have 2 minutes to go in the second. It's a tie score. Puck rolls in behind the Tiger net. Of course, Minor Hockey Week, a showcase not just for these great young players, but also the great young officials without whom Fort McMurray Minor Hockey would not be able to exist, frankly. And now the Cougars feeding one in front for a one-time shot. Great save by Tiger goaltender Sam Huckster, and he holds on for another whistle stopping play. 1:45 to go in the second period. Jerry Neville down on our Tiger bench. I'm guessing there was an audible roar coming up from that bench after probably one of the best saves we've seen tonight.
Oh, definitely. Now, guys, I know that your goaltender can hear you down there right now. What do you think of that big save to keep you guys in the game? Give him a big cheer. Woo! Oh, you could do better than that. Let your goaltender hear you. Come on. Woo! Ah, there they go. They've still got the spirit down here, Tyler.
And they had a 2-0 lead and getting very close to reclaiming that one goal advantage, but now they got to get it out of their zone. They do get it to center ice. Could be an odd man rush here for the Tigers. As here they come, it's now a 2-on-2. Carried ahead by Ryan Rice. Pokes it over the line. Rolling it on goal and sprawling out of the crease to cover that one up was the goaltender panel, but it's still loose. Poke back in front. A scramble in the crease. Bodies flying all over the place, and it's finally covered up by the Cougar goaltender in Mark Peddle for a whistle with less than a minute to go in the second period. What an opportunity that one was for the boys in yellow guys. 45 seconds to go. I thought we were going to have our fifth goal of the game there.
Yeah, it was very close.
Nice job by the Cougars to collapse in front of the net and not allow the goal there while their goaltender was out of the crease.
Still think it's the right move there to come out and try to cover that one up when you get the opportunity, but sometimes you just get caught if you can't cover it up.
Yeah, risk-reward factor there.
No question there is the Tigers at the blue line. Had it taken away by the Cougars. They can't get it out of their own zone, though. Came back to the left wing half boards of the Cougar line, a Cougar zone rather, and the Tigers will poke it in behind the net. Chased down by Brendan Hines of the Cougars. Puts one up the right wing side. Tigers, looks like they'll keep this one in. This is poked free out to the left point and kept in there by Jonathan Power. We'll steer it down to the left wing corner. Just 5 seconds to go in our second period. One last chance for the Tigers. It's feathered in front, loose at the top of the crease, and knocked out of there by the Cougars. And we head into our second intermission with a 2-2 tie. And Mike Heptich down on the Cougar bench. I'm assuming the attitude has got to be very good there after their big second period comeback.
Oh, it was a huge second period for the Cougars down there, Tyler. You know, end of the period there, a huge scramble in front of their net. Several of the defensemen just being on the ice almost more than a Zamboni for that couple of seconds there, saving those pucks. I think we're going to poke in here with their bench and see what's going on with their little coach chalk talk going on.
Everybody bring it in. Let's go. Come on. We only got so much time during the intermission. Bring it in, guys. Okay. Great shits out there. We're using our brains. Remember, this game is just as much about your heads as it is in your legs and skates, okay?
Positive words from the coach of the Cougars, Tyler. What's it looking like on the Tiger bench there, Jerry?
Unfortunately, it looks like Jerry Neville's microphone's cutting out on us at the literally worst possible time. I know Jerry's trying to get us some words down there on the Tiger bench. And thank you. There's the save by Mike Hedrick, giving him a new
smart
mic,
right? So number one, what is number one? What's number two?
Four.
What's number three?
Five.
What's number four?
Five.
What's number five?
Five.
Okay, guys, so that's what this period's about, right? We're going to work hard.
There you go, Tyler. These kids are still pumped up, and Coach Colin has got these kids fired up, too.
It's intense on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. The exciting third period conclusion of this deadlock game comes your way next.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray. Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena. It's the third period of our Tier 1 novice game. The Centurion Cougars trailed 2-0 early in this one, but a huge second period got them two consecutive goals to make this one a deadlock. And the final 20 minutes, that's what it's going to come down to. Joined by Oil Baron Sam House and Taylor Graham. Guys, the way your season has gone, I don't think it's any at all unfamiliar for you guys to see a game that's decided by the third period, because almost every game you guys have played this year has been decided by that.
Yeah, if not the third period, an overtime period and a shootout, which seems to happen more rather than not.
Yeah, as here come the Tigers to the right wing circle. Shooting one just wide right of the net was Brett Boucher. He's looking for his second of the night. Our goal scorers tonight for the Tigers were Brett Boucher and Caden Shepard. For the Cougars, it's Devin McGrath and Riley Pollard who completed the comeback for the boys in white. Puck rolls free to the left point of the Cougar zone and poked out to center ice. At the red line, the Tigers take it. Back skating to their own blue. They'll bank it up the left boards to the opposing blue, and the Cougars take it back and steer it out to center ice. Now at the red line, here come the Tigers. This one poked to the opposing blue, a battle for it at this Cougar blue line. Tigers take it, and that's Boucher carrying in right side, down to the circle. Brett Boucher shoots one off his stick and up over the net, away to the left wing corner, where Caden Shepard gets to it. They got both of the goal scorers for the Tigers out here right now, but the Cougars take this one free, and here they come a minute into the third. Cougars put it to center ice, battle for and rolls into the Tigers zone. Carrying in was Caden Morrison. He had a poke free, but it came back in front for a shot by Nathan Arthur. And it's a great stick save by Sam Huckster of the Tigers, who's been standing on his head lately, keeping this one a deadlock 2-2 score. Puck comes back out to neutral ice. Tigers take it and carry it ahead. This is Boucher over the line, left wing, down to the circle, makes a spin move to the half boards, turn and centers one, and that just squirts wide left of the net. All the way around back, up the dasher to the right point. Tigers keep it in it. Kneeling there was Kanash, and it just deflects out to the neutral zone. But carried back in by the Tigers. It's Ryan Rice weaving his way into the slot. It's poked out of his reach and rolled through the glove of goaltender Peddle, but just wide left of the net. Cougars get back to this one. Just under 2 minutes into the third period. 2-2 the score as it's knocked into Tiger territory. This is Caden Morrison at the right corner. Fires one wide right of the net. Down on the Tiger bench. Jerry Neville, we got a barn burner tonight.
We certainly do. Brett Boucher, you've had a couple of really good chances out there tonight. Yeah, you must be having a great game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, maybe describe that last rush because you were in there and took a great shot. Set that play up for it?
I was just trying to go in, take a line, and spin around, but then have a pass, but nobody's there to pick up the pass.
Yeah, now, where do you get moves like that, buddy?
I don't know, my dad sometimes.
Oh, there you go. So his dad's teaching him those moves. Oh, and who?
And my coaches and my friends.
Okay, there you go, Tyler.
17:30 to go in the third period. 2-2 our score. That's Jerry Neville down on the bench of the midline. Tigers tied 2-2 with the Centurion Cougars. Puck played off a stick all the way down to Cougar territory. No icing, and it's chased down by the Cougars and steered up the left wing side all the way out to center ice. Goes off a stick and bounces to center. Cougars' Nathan Arthur chasing it down. He'll start up the left wing side and over the blue line, but had the puck taken away by Daniel Brew, who put it back out to the red. Rolls all the way down to the Cougar blue line. It's steered to center ice. Deflects off a stick back to the Cougar blue. 3 minutes into the third. We're tied 2-2. The next goal could be the decisive one as the Tigers get possession in the left wing corner, but the Cougars take it back, clear to the left point. That one kept in, though. And fired from the left point by Jonathan Power, but it deflects off a stick to the right wing half forward. Cougars get back to it. The clearance goes off a stick, and we get a battle ensuing at the right half forward area of the Cougar zone. They'll turn and lift it all the way out to neutral ice. We often, guys, hear players credit their parents. A lot of people who made their early hockey career successful. Let me give that question to you. Start with you, Taylor Graham. Long career, of course, in rep hockey as well. Who was it that made your hockey career possible that you always credit when you think back to it?
It would definitely have to be my dad. Growing up, he was always the guy taking me to 6 a.m. practice and making every single one of my games, and he still manages to do that even though I'm all over Alberta. He likes to make every single South game, and as far as Edmonton, and he's been up to Fort McMurray for a few games, and you know, he's always been a big role model for me in the hockey world.
Absolutely. Now, Sam, what about you? What made your early hockey career possible?
My early hockey career possible, I'd probably have to say my mom and dad both. They are both committed to getting me the rink every day, 5 a.m., 6 o'clock practices. And, yeah, both of them nowadays, they still support me as well as my brother. So, yeah, definitely family influence helped me out.
Now, is it both of them used to live in Fort McMurray too?
Yeah, we actually all lived in Fort McMurray for a period of time. I moved when I was 5, so my brother was 2 when we lived here, so we all lived here at a period of time, yeah.
I see. Of course, your brother Jake House, as I like to call him, my favorite of all the houses on Twitter, at least, has a puck carried in here by the Cougars. A breakaway chance, a shot, and an amazing point-blank save by Sam Huckster. But what a chance created by Cody Porter to nearly put the Tigers up by a tally of 3-2. But, guys, that's just the perfect positioning there, getting down in the butterfly stance to make that stop.
Yeah, great timely save for the Tigers goaltender.
And certainly Sam Huckster, number one, has been one of the stars of this game so far. As the puck poked in deep at Tiger territory, chased down by Kendra Metz of the Tigers. She'll put one up the left wing side to Sebastian Imbo. He'll get it out to the blue, not quite out. Tigers still battling for this just inside their blue line. They'll try and knife it out. That one was Colin Hanhart getting it to the middle, and it's advanced to center ice by Drew Cook, who had it poked out of his reach, and it rolls back to the Tiger blue line. 14:44 to go in the third period. 2-2, a deadlock ties. It's sent all the way down the ice by the Tigers. An icing whistle there with 14:38 to go in the third. It's a barn burner tied 2-2. And the rest of the third period right around the corner on Country 93.3.
CJOK Fort McMurray. Become a music advisor today and pick the songs you want to hear. Register now at country93.3.com. Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray. Country 93.3 traffic and weather. A number of collisions reported this afternoon on both Highway 63 and 881. AMA is not advising travel if you don't need to be on the highway. Down to minus 14 overnight, minus 13 for Friday's expected high, then sunny for Saturday and minus 21. It's minus 26 with the wind chill now. They shoot. They score. Tellus Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters. Listen to today's game online at country933.com.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena. 13 and a half minutes to go in our third. It's deadlocked 2-2 between the Centurion Cougars and the Midlight Tigers in this Tier 1 novice game. Our penultimate broadcast of Tellus Minor Hockey Week 2013. We cap things off Sunday afternoon with the Bantam Gold Medal game. Tyler King here with Oil Barons defenseman Sam House and Taylor Graham. Has a great chance here for the Tigers. Dangling his way in front, trying to put it inside of the net. The Tigers score! At Brett Boucher again. Dangling his way around the defense. Cuts in front. Can't get a shot away. But from the side of the net, he comes back in front. Tucks it in on the right-handed forehand. And with his second goal of the night, it's 3-2 for the Tigers.
Great patience shown there by Brett as he waited that one out and was rewarded there with their third goal of the game.
Yeah, nice goal by Boucher. Nice goal-scoring goal.
Faceoff will come back out to center ice as the team that took that early 2-0 lead now back to a one-goal advantage. But as we've seen, this game can change in a matter of seconds, and the Cougars will see if they can get some renewed momentum. But down on the Tiger bench, Jerry Neville, I'm sure they're pretty darn happy now.
Well, they are happy down here. What do you guys think of Brett scoring that goal out there?
Good!
All right, now, Brett, you're here now. You're on the radio more than me here tonight. Set up that second goal. How'd that feel? Because you held on to the puck a long time.
I tried to go, but then I lost the puck, and then I hit the post, and then I tried to go get it again, and it actually went in.
All right, so there you go. That's how the goal went in the eyes of the man who scored it, Tyler.
All right, thanks very much, Jerry Neville. You know, you can see the hockey skills developing at this early of an age. You can almost see the interview skills, I think, developing at this early an age. Not that I'm saying, Sam House, that these kids are already a better interview than you are, but I'm just saying I can see the seeds starting to develop there. That's all
hey,
I'm saying.
Hey, I'm trying my best here, okay?
I know, you did a very good job. And then, of course, you had so many games where you weren't in the lineup, but you had plenty of time to practice those sorts of things.
Yeah,
right?
Very true. Injuries, yeah.
I'm kidding. Of course, you're plenty happy to be back in the lineup with a couple of huge games coming up for the Mob this weekend. The Okotoks Oilers and the Canmore Eagles in town. Is a bad angle shot. The Cougars just bounces through the crease. I mean, how pumped up are you guys for that one? Because that win over Grand Prairie Saturday night must have been the kind of win that can really light a fire under a team.
Yeah, it felt great. Obviously, we traded off some of our older veteran players that meant a lot to our lineup, but the new guys came in with a lot of energy, and it helped our lineup. We had a great team game. Everyone contributed, and it was a big win for us.
Yeah, it's the first time we've played a full 60 minutes, and it managed to work for us, and we got to start doing that more often.
We'll
not call this a rebuilding year just yet.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The Barons haven't fallen in the first-round playoff series in a decade. I mean, even in years where they haven't started with home ice advantage, they've still made playoff runs, so don't count anybody out just yet as the Tigers poke one up the right-wing side. Don't count the Cougars out either, but the Tigers trying to put another one past as it's Ryan Rice peering into the right circle and fluttering one wide right of the net. We have 10:41 to go in our third period. We were deadlocked for a good chunk of this game after two straight goals by the Cougars to come back from a 2-0 deficit. But now it's the Tigers with Brett Boucher's second goal of the night, giving them a one-goal advantage with 10.5 minutes to go. The Cougars turn and send one all the way down the ice. And not enough on that for icing, but we will step away for just a quick moment. It's 3-2 for the Tigers, and we're back after this on Country 93.3.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray. Live from Frank Lacroix Arena, Tellus Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena with Sam House and Taylor Graham of the Oil Barons. Mike Heptich and Jerry Neville down at ice level on each of our benches as the Midlight Tigers hold a 3-2 lead over the Centurion Cougars. But here comes Mason Samuel to the left circle, shoots one, and it's sticked away by goaltender Sam Huckster to the right wing corner. Came back to the Tigers, and they'll start up the left wing side. This is Kendra Metz carrying it on the left wing side. Lister favorite player as Haley Wickenheiser. The puck came off a stick to the right wing circle. Drew Cook from that right circle. Shot one. Goes off a stick and in behind the Cougar net. Cougars take it back, and here they come. Up the right wing side with 9:16 to go. The Cougars put it to center ice. It's carried ahead by Riley Pollard. Down to the right wing circle. He's double teamed, but the both Tiger defenders tumble, as does Pollard. Another player comes in with that puck loose in the right wing corner. And we have a couple of players on top of it, so the whistle goes, and the referee in to check on a couple of players who may have taken a bit of an awkward tumble there with 9 minutes to go in the third. 3-2 Tigers is the lead, and Jerry Neville is our man down on that Tigers bench.
Well, you know, Tyler, things are getting kind of rough back here. You got a couple of guys back here nursing injuries at this point, but a question that's been burning in my mind all game with Taylor Graham, Sam House, roommates, NHL 13, who's better?
Ooh.
That's probably Taylor. I don't play Xbox too much, so he probably takes the cake on that one.
Doesn't matter how hard we try, Jerry Neville. We can't get them to go at each other. They're just...
I'm trying.
I wanted something like the Odd Couple up here. Instead, we've got like this dynamic duo thing going on up here. It's just... It's still pretty good radio. I'm just saying, if they were at each other's throats a little bit more, it would add a little bit more excitement to the broadcast, maybe. But no, they have to be good friends and all that kind of stuff. But
it's all about rainbows, unicorns, and friendships.
Is that a direct quote from Barons head coach Gord Thibodeau, or was that your own one?
I'm going to take credit for that because Gord would kill me if I said that was from him.
Take a quick break on Country 93.3. Back after this third period on TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013.
Mary Brown knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this minor hockey week. Be sure to check out Home Hardware's new, bigger store with even bigger selection. Home Hardware on Franklin Avenue. Homeowners helping homeowners. A proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Share today's game with everyone you know. Download a copy of today's game at country933.com. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3, brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena. Tier 1 novice action in our second last game of TELUS Minor Hockey Week 2013. The Midlake Tigers with a narrow 3-2 lead over the Centurion Cougars. Tyler King up here in the booth with Taylor Graham and Sam House of the Oil Barons, Mike Heptich and Jerry Neville down at ice level, and Stuart McIntosh back at our Country 93.3 studios in Fort McMurray. Off the draw in the Tiger end, the puck rolls to the high slot. Cougars will keep it in, looking for this tying goal. Battling forward at the right wing half boards, they'll bank it up to the right point, and that's Alex Kenny. Holding on, Kenny trying to barrel through two defenders, he does, but barely overskating the puck. It's still loose top right circle, though, and overskating it, too, was Cody Porter, and the Tigers steer one up the right wing side. Here comes Jaden, shot the other way to center ice, but from behind the red line, he sends it all the way in deep of Cougar territory. We get icing with 7:25 to go in the third period. 3-2 Tigers. Mike Heptich on the Cougar bench. Are you feeling some optimism down there that the Cougars believe a two-goal comeback was one thing? Now it's just a one-goal comeback. Should be a piece of cake for them, right?
It should be. These Tigers, or Cougars, are fighting super hard against the Tigers out there. They got one lucky goal on them, but hey, you know, as some of the Barons would know, too, the lucky goals are the ones they need the most. One other reminder for anyone listening tonight, the game will be broadcasted on our website at country933.com. You can pick it up shortly after the game tonight.
As here come the Tigers now with an opportunity up the left wing side. Ryan Rice is over the line, and it poked out of his reach, and it rolls to the inboards of the Cougars zone. Cougars take it back with 6:43 to go in the third period. It's a 3-2 deficit for this Cougar team, trying to poke it out of their own zone and counterattack, but the Tigers keeping it in, looking for the insurance goal. They'll get possession of the right wing circle, try to backhand one in front, but a sliding block there by a Cougar defender to keep that one out. But the Tigers get back to it, a bad angle shot and a good right pad save made by Cougar goaltender Mark Peddle to keep that one out of the back of the net. Tigers center one again. That is intercepted by Matthew Ankowicz of the Cougars and cleared all the way out to center ice, chased down by the Tigers at their own blue. Imbo able to swing it off to an open wing, and the Tigers will get to it just inside their own blue. They're 6 minutes away from a huge minor hockey week win if they can hold on to this 3-2 lead. A battle in front of the scorer's booth ensues as the Tigers poke it to the Cougar blue line. It was just out of the reach, though, of Nathan Arthur and rolls to the end boards. Cougars take it now in behind their own net. That's Andrew Aumont trying to get it out of the zone, but his teammate gets tripped up, and the Tigers take possession of the left wing circle. They'll poke it up to the high slot. It's kept in by Levesque. Backhands one further down low and just out of the reach of Wyatt. It'll roll to the right hash marks. A couple of players fall on top of that puck, and still lying there. Came back into the slot of the Cougar zone. The clearance came to the blue line, kept in by the Tigers and Dane Levesque, and steered down to the left wing corner. Guys, you've had some comebacks for the Oil Barons this year. When you're down by one and time's ticking away, what kind of a mindset do you need to have? Because when the pressure's on, sometimes you grip those sticks a little too tightly.
Well, that's exactly it. You gotta stay calm out there, and you know, we try to throw everything on net, crash the net, and try to get that tying goal.
But here are the Tigers with a chance in front. Backhand shot. Great save by the Cougar goaltender. Then a rebound in front. The Tigers score, and they've extended their lead to 4-2. The initial backhand shot came from the left circle. It was a great little save by Petal of the Cougars, but off the scramble in the crease, the Tigers able to jam one into the back of the net and make this one 4-2. Didn't see who got the final stick on that one, but as far as the team's concerned, that's a huge turning point in this game, guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure who got the stick on it, but it was a good initiative to get to the net and follow up that rebound and bang it home.
Thankfully for us, we've got Jerry Neville down on the Tiger bench. I'm sure he'll solve the mystery for us.
I certainly will. Ryan Rice, buddy, way to go potting that goal. Your team's up by a couple, or it's up, I can't see now. It's up by one now. So how's that feel to you, buddy?
Good.
Really? Now set that goal up for me. What was going on the ice there?
I don't know.
Just too excited, right?
Yeah.
All right, what's the best part of playing hockey? What do you like the most, man?
Shooting.
There you go, Tyler. He likes to shoot.
Jerry, just a quick thing. I believe, well, I guess he's headed back to the bench. Ryan's our player who had a couple of his brothers playing earlier on this week. Maybe he's got
Ryan,
a message
hold
for
on.
Them. I think he may have heard them playing a couple of games earlier on this week.
Ryan, your brothers were playing here on Minor Hockey Week on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you listening?
No.
Do you, I have another question for you. Do you know who Tyler King is?
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, Tyler. Okay, well, hold on. Just to be fair, do you know who Jerry Neville is?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Okay, Tyler, back to you.
Dead to me, Neville. Dead to me. Puck rolls
okay,
to the end.
Tyler, I still like you.
Puck rolls in behind the Cougar net. 3:20 to go in the third. 4-2, the Tigers lead. Cougars, though, they've come back from a two-goal deficit before. We'll see if they can do it with time starting to tick away. Puck rolls free to the Cougar blue line and steered out to the red. Sent the other way back out to center ice. We get a battle in front of the scorer's booth taken by the Tigers and poked in deep there by Jordan Kanash. It'll come down to the left half boards of the Cougar zone. 3 minutes to go in the third. 4-2, the Tigers continue to lead. They led early, and the Cougars came back. The Tigers have reclaimed a two-goal advantage, now trying for another one. As a shot from the top of the right circle by Jonathan Bauer goes off a stick and just wide left of the Cougar net. Cougars now the other way. Nice little move in his own end by the Cougars. Alex Kenny, he'll weave his way up the right wing and in over the line, but a fallen Tiger defender able to knock it out of his reach. He'll continue to battle for it at the right point. Will Kenny cutting his way to the middle. That goes off a stick. Tigers take it just at their own blue line, and cutting up the right wing side now is Drew Cook. Gets to the red line and dumps it in. As I saw, good job there by Caden Shepard of the Tigers. Stopped up at the blue line to make sure that it wouldn't be an offside play. You're seeing those smart antics this early on in these players' hockey careers, as now the Cougars will put it out to center ice. Missing the target, goes all the way down the ice. We get icing against the Cougars with 2:08 to go in the third period. 4-2. The Tigers continue to lead, but guys, I got to say, with the way this game's gone back and forth, this one ain't over yet.
No, it certainly isn't. A few lucky bounces here and there, and it could be tied up right quick.
We got our guys down on the benches, Mike Kaptich and Jerry Neville. I think, guys, whichever one of you wants to run with this one, I think you could cut the tension here at the Frank Lacroix Arena with a knife as the time ticks away in this one.
A knife, you might need a lawnmower or a chainsaw to cut this tension, Tyler. It is very tense on the bench here. Actually, none of the Cougars want to talk. They're so focused on the game.
Wow. Well, they're putting their game faces on right now, looking for another two-goal comeback. They've done it before. We'll see if they can do it again. As the Tigers keeping a puck at the right point, put it to the high slot. There's a long wrister, just deflected wide or right of the net. As it looked like for the Tigers, Dane Levesque with a nice little wrister from the left point there. Now the Cougars going to get to one at neutral ice. Bank one ahead for the carry-in by Porter. Will stick it down to the right corner of the Tigers' zone. Tigers collecting that near corner. Get it out to their right point, and it rolls to the red line. Still battle for now at the Tiger blue. 90 seconds to go. Tigers collecting their own end, and that's Brett Boucher turning and clearing it out to center ice. 1:25 now to go in the third period. 4-2 the score. Rolls out to the red, and it's taken by the Tigers. Carried in left side by Shepard. Puts one back to the left circle. Boucher trying to drive his way in front for a hat trick, but just barely had it knocked out of his reach. Gotten out again by the Cougars in their own end with 1:10 to go as it comes out to the red line. And a battle in front of the Cougar bench ensues here. Came back to the Tigers at their own blue. We approach the one-minute warning, and there it is. Less than a minute to go in our Tier 1 novice game. The Midlight Tigers leading 4-2, and now they've just got to hold on. Puck rolls free to the left corner of the Cougar zone. Four players dig away at this one as it rolls up to the left half court. Tigers try to feather one in front. That's intercepted and knocked back out to center ice. Tigers, it deflects off a stick back to the Tiger blue line. Cougars trying to put the pressure on. It rolls in front of that Tiger bench, barely avoiding the too many men call. There are the boys in yellow, and now they'll take the puck and carry in. No, that was poke free with a good little defensive play by, looks like, Matthew Ankelich there, the Cougars number six, I think, but it does roll back to that Cougar blue line and taken back by the Tigers. Carried in to the right wing circle and tripped up there is the Tigers' Ryan Rice looking for his second goal. It rolls back to the right corner, but just 15 seconds to go. Cougars trying to get it out as they trail by two. It's sent all the way down into Tiger territory with 10 seconds to go. The Tigers going to chase this down in their own end. Just got to finish off the final 5 seconds. They clear it out to neutral ice, and we'll get to celebrate a huge two-goal win here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week in a fantastically played game. It's the Midlite Tigers coming away with a hard-fought 4-2 win tonight. We'll step away on Country 93.3. Recap it all next. Tigers win 4-2.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Be sure to check out Home Hardware's new, bigger store with even bigger selection. Home Hardware on Franklin Avenue. Homeowners helping homeowners. A proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena. This is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King at the Frank Lacroix Arena as the Midlite Tigers come away in a seesaw battle with the Centurion Cougars by a 4-2 final in a fantastically played game. Tyler King up here in the booth at the Frank Lacroix with Barons defenseman Sam House and Taylor Graham. Guys, when you think of novice House League action, you don't necessarily think of back-and-forth, highly skilled games where goaltenders make some stellar saves, but I think that's exactly what we saw here tonight at the Frank Lacroix.
Yeah, both teams played great. Both goalies did, and they were moving the puck, shooting the puck, and, you know, it was just a great game.
Yeah, great overall game for both teams. Goalies played awesome, but congratulations to the Tigers for the win.
I thought we saw some Sam House-esque defensive plays and poke checks there. Maybe a couple of Taylor Graham-esque point shots there and some bright futures for some of these hockey players as well. Were there any memories coming back into your guys' minds when you see players of this skill level out there on the ice? Does it bring back some of those experiences from your time in minor hockey?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it makes me think of why I started playing and just how much excitement and fun these kids are having out here. It reminds me of why I love the game so much.
Yeah, I have to agree 100%.
Well, only one thing remains as we'll highlight a couple of the key performers in tonight's game. It's a 4-2 win for the Midlite Tigers, but let's send things down to center ice. We have our own Mike Heptich and Jerry Neville standing by to wrap things up here from the Frank Lacroix.
All right, first off, before we announce the player of the game, I think you guys should all be slapping your sticks on the ice. What a game that was here today, guys. Give yourselves a round of applause. Let's go. Come on. All right, one of the most entertaining games we've had for Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3, and I'm proud to say the player of the game for the Tigers, the one that kept you in there, took all the shots for you. Number one, Sam Huckster.
And from the Cougars, another man between the pipes tonight, Mark Pedal.
Way to go, Sam. What a game. How would you say your team played in that game, Sam?
They played good.
Yeah, and what about you? How do you say your play was for the game?
Good.
Good. And, all right. And what do you like about playing hockey most here in Fort McMurray?
It's fun.
Playing with the team?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
And here with the Cougars goaltender, Mark. Mark, you are a goaltender. That's got to be one of the hardest positions to play. Why did you pick being a goalie?
Because I like it a lot.
Right on. That's one of the best answers. Did you have fun out there tonight?
Yeah.
That's all we can ask. What's your favorite part of hockey in Fort McMurray?
Winning.
Right on. Unfortunately, you didn't get it tonight, but congratulations, guys, to both the Cougars and the Tigers for another well-played game of Minor Hockey Week.
And our biggest congratulations to Mike Heptich and Jerry Neville for another stellar job down at ice level here at the Frank LaCroix Arena. A final thanks to Fort McMurray Oil Barons defenseman Sam House and Taylor Graham. Thank you so much for stopping by, guys. And good luck tomorrow night. Big game against Okotoks coming
up. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. That's Taylor Graham and Sam House of the Oil Barons. And my biggest thanks, I say, for Stuart McIntosh back in our Country 93.3 studios for keeping us on the air. That does it for our weekday edition of TELUS Minor Hockey Week. Don't forget, Spruce Land Lumber Oil Barons Hockey back on the air on Country 93.3. Tomorrow night at 7:45 as the Barons host the Okotoks Oilers, and then Saturday night at 7:45 when the Barons host the Canmore Eagles, and Sunday afternoon. We cap off Minor Hockey Week at 4 o'clock here at the Frank LaCroix with the Bantam Gold Medal Game. For everyone I mentioned, I'm Tyler King saying goodnight from the Frank LaCroix Arena. We'll see you tomorrow night when Oil Barons Hockey returns to the air.
Today's best country. Woo-hoo!
You be my soft and sweet. Say behold.
Today's best country, Country 93.3.